All right, I'm fixing to send this
Blog
to
Talk Radio.
I think send it to Facebook. Give me one more second. All righty.
Hey, Tay. Boy, I'm excited today. We got a good show today. I'm half prepared, half not prepared.
I'm glad to hear
about it. Right.
This your wheelhouse here, bro.
Man, there's so much shit, I couldn't whittle it down.
Man, listen, you should see my notepad. I got scribbles, I stretched my notepad.
Man. I put a wifey in to help me. She gave me some good pointers, but we had to rearrange so much shit.
Man, I struggle with the group. It's hard.
I can't do that.
And I had to say within the last 15 years, maybe.
Yeah, that was another big thing for me, is keeping stuff like recent and not going back to artists way, way, way back.
Well, I went back a little bit only because, like I was telling when I was asking people, it's not a debate who got the best accolades, who did the most, who sold the most. It's our top five. Bucks, Prince, Jones, Tamika, Jay, you know.
And see, that would make it different. Like,
right.
that would make it different, bro. Like, if you talking about your fame top five, that's different than what you think about, like,
if we gotta put the numbers in the body of work against each other, that's a different type of argument.
All I know is this Lil Uzi, Young Thug on anybody list. I'm hanging up his call.
Not on my list.
Thank
you. All right, we about to go live, y'all.
If we're ready, Dad, you got a squat. You might need to give out the COVID orders. So we about to go live. We got quiet. Oh, we live. What's up?
We live. Game 7 Radio. What's going on?
What's going on?
What's that mean?
I'm going to come outside and see how we look, y'all.
Yeah,
you're
going from person to person, it
looks
like. Oh,
whoever
talks. Okay.
Yeah, that's how I go.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
cool.
Never seen before. Tay
got us on this new technology.
Yeah, he the upload. Yeah. You can't watch it, though, because you see your lag. I'm just looking for comments.
Yeah, but I need to stop looking at it, too, because I'm looking at the lag, too. Like watching an old Chinese movie.
Right.
I never would have paid attention to the lag that y'all said.
Now you can't see nothing but.
Oh, I see now. I see now, world. What's happening?
Coming live from the living room.
It's going to be a great show.
It's so good to see my friend.
Yeah, it's.
I never would have paid attention to the lag that y'all said.
Now you can't see nothing but. Somebody need to turn theirs down.
I turn mine off. It's a big lag. I see now, world. What's happening?
What you drinking over there, Tank?
In the living room.
A great show.
It's so good to see my friend.
Yeah, somebody turn it down.
Yeah, my phone off.
Somebody watching on Facebook.
Yep, I had to turn mine off. I just want to make sure that if y'all get a chance, if y'all can start a watch party or share it on y'all's page. But here we are, live, Game 7 Radio, finally video. You know, Corona got us all changed up, so we were able to adapt real quick. So what's going on, y'all? How y'all week been?
Fine, Chad. Well, it's been okay.
You know, I'm still at work, so.
Well, what's different? I know it's a different world from week to week. What's different right now, Mika?
Well, every week, the thing that we're seeing is the information that is being put out. A lot of information going out about deferrals. They're good, there are wonderful things, that your credit is not messed up, all this good stuff, and you don't have to worry about certain things. But the misinformation that people are putting out there is to just do a deferral, whether you got the money or not, or if you're still working. I posted something yesterday just to encourage people on this time, on this thing. If you're blessed enough to still be working, hold off on a deferral, because we got a lot of people that can't work or have a loss of hours, and you do not want anybody to spend manpower on you and being selfish when you still can afford to pay yourself, when we got people that's holding and can't get through that really need that help. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So regardless of what you're going to do, I can't tell you not to do it, but I can ask you to at least, just hold on and let these people that really, because we have a lot of people that are, Bill Goodrich is on a two-week hiatus. They're getting a percentage of their paycheck. So we do have companies out here that are on a small hiatus. Mm-hmm. Mercedes is shut down. I don't know what their pay rate is, but you got all these temp workers too. So we have a lot of people that are currently not working, and we don't know a date. You know, every time we turn around the date, you know, the country is going to be open up on Easter, now it ain't opening up to June. We have no clue. It just doesn't, you know. So I know there's a worry. I know there's a concern. There's going to have to be something really crazy to happen for people that are essential workers not to work. So we do have that, to know that we can still work. Lowe's was jumping yesterday like a club. But I do encourage people on the deferrals that if you don't need it right now, do not bombard these companies with those deferrals. Let the people that honestly need them get in so they can be taken care of.
So,
and tomorrow's the first.
Woo!
March is so ghetto. I'm so ready for March to be over. Jeez.
It's finally April. We've been in March all year. March all year. It took me that long to share. Okay.
What's
besides a lot of people doing Facebook Live and Instagram Live, enjoying Instagram Live, and people complaining about
so many
people going live.
Right. Well, it's been even in the DJ world, it's been a big to-do. Kid Capri came on the other night, and he was like, it's corny for DJs to get Cash App while this tragedy going on. Well, DJ Scratch, EPMD's DJ, which is a badass DJ. I don't know if you guys heard of Scratch. Scratch, Mark Becker. Not only Scratch, but tons of DJs, but a notable DJ. He was one of the first. And they was like, wait a minute, Kid Free. All of us are DJs. Nobody's charging you. We're not saying, hey, rock with me, it's going to be this or anything. Most people are not even soliciting the tips. They have tips. It's for the watchers. If they want to tip you, they tip you. But Kid Free was like, you know, a lot of DJs like, hey, don't let a $4 million DJ tell you. Don't let the motherfucker work $4 million and tell you, yeah, sit back, you chill.
What?
Yeah, it's
like, you just do it for the love. But we all doing it for the love. And those people like what they're doing, they upset the DJ. There's nothing wrong with that.
And people appreciate people taking the time. Yeah, we got it. Title, yeah, we got app, but there's nothing like that DJ experience. And you asked for the volume, like you really did. It feels like I listened to it Sunday, and I was in here cleaning and dancing myself. I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying?
So right, that's all it's for. So he's been catching a lot of flack about them. Like DJ's been up his ass about them. He's not backing down off of it.
It's okay to have your opinion, but sometimes it's okay to be quiet too.
Right. And I guess if he wants to, you know, like the other good thing that's been happening this weekend in the entertainment world has been the balance. Sean Garrett versus Dream. Have you guys seen any of those?
I have.
It was super ghetto. I don't know what kind of drug Garrett was on, but it was something. I think it was
right.
Meth. Weed don't make you act like that. Maybe cocaine, but it was something.
Right.
Yeah.
So, overall, for entertainment, it's been, you know, we gotta come up with something. And I think, to me, it's been creative, because the Jonte Austin and Mantle Peace Bound. Like, you told me, I didn't know Jonte Austin made this song. So, I wasn't like that.
Yep. Jonte and they do a battle, they play the playlist the next day. And okay. I never realized, I remember, because you know I'm always into documentaries and behind the scenes, so I kind of remember him, but I don't remember him like that. Because anytime JD had did anything, he was, you know, he always been a part of it. The Bow Wow days, the Sierra days, but he was, right?
Speaking of JD, also in the news, the brat has finally come out. A girl, her fiance bought her a Bentley truck for her birthday, Jessica Dupree. So
she didn't come out. She got pulled. She got pulled out the clock. She got dragged out of it.
But we kind of knew. It don't bother me. I thought we kind of knew that.
Yeah, we did. But I'm saying, like, she didn't announce it herself, you know, per se.
Right.
You know, she kind of got blindsided with that one.
But she
well, I think Porcupine kind of let us know that back in the day.
Yeah.
It's not even like a
right.
Right, right. That's
but
what I was saying.
BB Judy is very, very vocal. She's very out there.
Who is she?
She wouldn't have had to hide that for long because she don't, she live her life out in the open.
Who is she?
But BB Judy?
Uh-huh.
Self-made millionaire. She on a hair company. The Edge stuff. She be jumping out on people with the little edge oil or whatever, but she got a multi-million-dollar company.
Okay.
She buying Bentley.
Yeah.
She got, yeah, she buying Bentley. But the Brad explained it. She was like, you know, her sexuality has never been a secret, but the thing is she dated people that can't handle the limelight. So she's always kept that kind of stuff because she didn't want people to attack them. But now that she has somebody that can handle them, she don't mind. She's like a dude, nothing, you know. Most, a lot of guys don't like that attention and don't want, you know, the girlfriend always want to post them on social media and they don't really care nothing about it. She's just one of those people. But you got to appease your mate sometimes. If your mate is a social media person, then sometimes you're going to have to go ahead and bring yourself on out. But if she bought me a Bentley, she can post me on whatever she wants to.
Right. Real good.
A Bentley truck. I'm sorry. A Bentley truck.
And that's, as far as the entertainment news, that's about it in the entertainment news. Now, before we go to the topic, we do have a small bit of sport news. The Olympics have been pushed back another year. I don't know if you touched on it last week. I can't remember, but I know most of us, Tamika, don't rock with no sports, so I know we don't really rock with the Olympics. And phone calls. I told people I got a job to do. They don't care. The only thing about this, you, even the climbing room is going to go black.
Right.
And before we get to the topic, I want to ask my people, what do you guys think about the NFL? Now, the NFL is still having a draft. It's supposed to be in the studio. They're going to get the people swag bags because they, just like the graduates can't walk across the stage. Well, you know, the first and second and third pick, they can't walk up there, shake the damn hand, and go to the league. Me, personally, I think football will wrap to next year. College, pro, and sad to say, probably high school.
I mean, because they can't be around each other, they practice.
Exactly. And you can't put them out there without practicing because that'll lead to injury.
And you can't. And on the college level, I mean, you know, if they come back, all students got to come back, right? You got to have class.
Right.
You can't just come and play football. So,
right.
You're pretty much saying that you, what is Alabama, 40 some thousand students? So you're basically allowing 40,000 students. We're not ready yet.
Right.
We are far from ready yet.
School may come back delayed, kind of, but as far as the game, not.
No, I have seen where they are allowing the seniors this year to have another year you know the word.
Eligibility.
Yeah, so baseball and softball.
It is only for the spring sports. They ain't doing it for
the
winter.
Yeah, only for the spring sports. I mean, because we haven't gotten there yet, and I just think a lot of stuff, and I think that's the thing that's got, we talk about every week that has been going on, is the uncertainty, so we just pretty much pushing on.
I don't even know what September will be.
Anybody calling you? Hey,
well, you know he went from 3.5 to 3.6. You know he's 3.6.
Don't do that.
Hey.
The hottest DJ in the world.
Don't do that.
Men lie, women lie, numbers don't, Joe. Men lie, women lie, numbers don't.
I told you that's his new hit name, bro. I'm just calling him 3.6. He ain't even
3.6. I mean, I may have to take my glasses off to see the number because they so small, but I see
it. Y'all stop it. We ain't doing nothing but giving love to the town.
You gave love to Tuscaloosa, Birmingham, and Mobile.
The east side, south side, west side, all the four names. I feel like I was getting
it. Oh, shit. Y'all
quit. I felt like I was in the club.
When I seen Port City showing up, I was like, oh, yeah, he out there now. Mobile done showed up in the club. He out there now.
Port City in the club.
Well, we got a few people that have joined us, and tonight we are going to talk about frivolous shit because we get sick of time and new. So tonight we're going to talk about our top five, and we have categories of our top five rapper, male and female, top five R&B, male and female, top five group, and our top five albums. Mm-hmm. Who wants to start off in our top five R&B male category?
I think right before we go into the top five, can Joe give his top five of what he's looking for, and we kind of touch on that first so we can kind of – people will know where we're coming from when we speak on where our top – how we determined our top five.
Oh, I thought it was my bad. Go ahead. Are
you good? Like, you know, when you start making lists, you know, you got to have some type of criteria to base it off of. And so I'm looking at my top five, and I'm sure, like, you know, everybody got their different standards of what – made a person or a group or whatever go into your top five. So let me give you some of the things, like my top five characteristics of an artist or song or whatever that made it to fit my top five. So number five, I really ain't a big person in sales, but success in this in the culture most definitely is going to play a part of, you know what I mean, ranking or whatnot. So I put success down there in my top five. Also, impact on the game. Like whatever, whether it's R&B, whether it's the R&B group, whether it's rap, number four, your impact on the game and your genre or whatnot. Number three, do this group or R&B artist or rapper or whatever, do this person have classic material? Can you say they have a classic?
You do not
have a classic material. I don't know if
go ahead, Joe.
No. I think my boy, I was gonna say that about my boy. I was gonna blast him like that. He about to get right in the course.
I don't know how many times I got to tell y'all I'm an entrepreneur.
Well, you know, I work for myself. I need to be on that side.
My bad.
Number two trait of a person in my top five. Lyricism. Words. Are you saying anything? This is probably going to eliminate Young Thug and Lil Uzi from a lot of people here. But lyricism. Are you saying anything worth anything? And my number one thing for my top five is longevity. So this is going to cut a couple of people out, you know what I mean? But longevity meant a lot of things. You know, it's a strong trait for a top five. So those are my top five. Success in sales, impact on the game, classic material, lyricism, and longevity.
That's what's up. I think the only thing that I would add to that, because I feel all of those, I think the only thing that I would add to that is for me, it's the emotion of the time that what when I was going through something. I think it's the experience that the music helped me get through as well. So when you hear mine, that's what I'm basing some of mine off of.
I need a bartender.
I need another Capri Sun.
No, they dope. I got a bartender over here. They coming back to work Friday night. I had to do some job training.
So who wants to go first?
Top five male R&B. You said where we on?
Yeah.
Sure. Tell me you get started off when we all chime in. All
right. I got mine, and I got honorable mentions in every category. So I got Usher.
What number? I mean, are we going five?
Okay, so I didn't number mine because these are just. I mean, I got five, my top five, but I couldn't put them in a category because I couldn't number them, especially when it came to my rappers. So everybody number five or number one. Everybody number one for me. That's just me. Everybody ain't got to follow my rules, but everybody number one for me. So I got Usher. Most people don't consider Chris Brown R&B, but y'all ain't heard popping. I used to slug around in my seat on that. Neo, Anthony Hamilton, and Tank. And honorable mention, Keith Sweat, even though people say he can't sing. Everybody knows Keith Sweat for me was a good songwriter and producer. So I got Keith Sweat on that list as an honorable mention. But my top five, Usher, Chris Brown, Neo, Anthony Hamilton, and Tank. Anybody disagree with me, got to fight me.
Well, my number five, I did a rank. Number five, I got Keith Sweat. I love Keith Sweat. Keith Sweat, to me, the Make It Last Forever, the spin-off group that he created, number five, easily. I mean, he got the hit. He jumped in LSG, his second group, also hits. He's number five to me. Number four to me is, I was wrestling with this. It's going to be Usher. Usher's number four for me, that Confessions, that My Way, again, hit, and he's still doing his thing right now. And like I said, I struggle with it because number three is Chris Brown. I was going back and forth, but Breezy is the truth. I'm sorry. The pre-Rihanna was jumping, you know, his legs, skate through his classes. As he came back after whooping Rihanna or getting whooped by Rihanna, that no bullshit and all that, that was bang. I'm sorry. You know, he just came. And the cocaine, Chris, he putting out some hits right now. The privacy is still one of my favorite records. It's like 3-4 years old.
Did you say cocaine, Chris?
So Chris number three.
He said cocaine, Chris.
Okay.
Yeah, cocaine. That's what he. That's him now.
Okay.
Number two. I'm surprised Tamika left off. I had to put Sylvester on there. And no, I'm not talking about the gay singer from the 70s. I'm talking about Robert Sylvester Kelly. I'm not dying with the kids, but the only person that's better than R. Kelly, R&B male, in my opinion, is my number one person I get to hear. But let's go back to Sylvester. It's hard to beat Sylvester. Too many hits, too many albums. And my number one person is Prince, Rodgers Nelson. It's my number one R&B person.
I respect that list. Who going next?
Joe, you want to go?
It's sound now.
Okay. I went a little bit different route because I kind of put my females in with my males. So I have Mary J. Blige in my list. I had to go with R. Kelly's. And my favorite artist, and I have, don't get me, but I have Beyonce on my list.
She's on my list on my lady list. Go ahead though.
Yeah, she on my list on my female list too.
Okay, so I got Mary J. Blige, R. Kelly's, Beyonce, and since Tank went with I know that you mentioned Prince, so I added Michael Jackson to mine. I guess is he considered more pop though? I guess he was the king of pop, but and my favorite artist of all time is Stevie Wonder.
That is dope.
That's a pretty good list. I like Stevie as number one. I'm not mad at that. Mike, I know what you're going with this pop and western. You know, you can put Mike in the R&B, but as far as Mike, I mean, Off the Wall and the Thriller, Monsters, and the Black and White, Monsters. But yeah. I like kind of more traditional R&B than him. That's all. I like Mike for that.
I see.
Mike didn't reach my list because of the pop angle. I felt like he was pop. You know
right.
what I mean? So that's the reason why I didn't add Mike on mine. Let me go. I'm going to do mine right quick. Number
five
for me.
I did rank Monsters and the Black and White Monsters.
Five,
I like kind of more traditional R&B than him. That,
I got The
Weeknd.
I like
Michael.
I like The
Weeknd.
I like The Weeknd vibe. Like he was pop. Like he be bringing something. That's the reason why I didn't add Mike. So I like
to turn that
volume
up.
I think it's me.
Let me go.
I'm doing too many.
Right quick. Number five for me. I did rank. All right. Number five, The Weeknd. Number four, I got Trey Songz.
You got The Weeknd.
Yeah, I love The Weeknd.
He said the weekend number five all time.
Straight up, like weekend. Number four, I threw Trigger Trey in there, cause I rock with Trey a little bit. Number three, I put Bobby Brown.
I like that, Joe.
Bobby, my man.
I mean, you are Bobby, but I do like that.
Straight up. Number two, I put Usher. You know what I mean?
I think
Confessions might be one of the dopest R&B albums of all time.
Man, I forgot about that album on my list.
Yeah. Usher and Confessions, like, that shit classic. So, and my number one, I didn't know whether or not we was going, you know what I mean? R. Kelly to me is always going to be the greatest R&B artist of all, like, you know what I mean? But I didn't know if I could put him number one with the kids or whatever. So right there with him, to me, is Chris Brown. I don't think people give Chris Brown enough credit for, like,
Breezy been going a long time.
Breezy got a strong catalog, bro, like, and, you know what I mean? He can give it to you however you want to, like, get it, like, pop, R&B, whichever way. So Chris Brown / R. Kelly would, like, be my number one. Minus the kids, R. Kelly. Minus the kids. But Chris Brown most definitely number one.
I think y'all had a good consensus. Everybody liked Chris Brown. Everybody liked Usher.
Yeah. I went back and forth about Trey. The reason why Tank trumped, Tank was honorable mention and not Trey Songz. Well, Keith Sweat was honorable mention and not Trey Songz is because I think Trey is not a writer. I don't think he gets a lot of writing producer credit. So I was trying to think of people all the way around.
Yeah.
So he couldn't make my list.
I was looking at current R&B artists, males, and sale-wise, Weeknd blowing a lot of people out of the water right now. Like,
I can't believe you put Weeknd. You're talking about
Weeknd, man. You want to slip my wrist. Like, I
like
Weeknd. I just want to win my car. Every time a song come on by the Weeknd, I just want to run my car into a light pole. Like, I just cannot. He hadn't put out nothing.
I like a couple of his rushes. Man, I can't front.
I don't like none of them.
Weeknd strong.
None of them. Every last one of them, I be wanting to just drive myself off in the ditch. He's just one of them artists. I don't know. So everybody else split their list except for our wonderful leader.
Right.
So I'm going to go on my female list right quick. I got Gia Scott, Mary J. Blige, Erykah Badu, Monica, and Brandy. I love Beyonce, but she could not make my R&B list for some reason. She could not make my R&B list because I was thinking of, like, I like Beyonce. She's a wonderful performer. I'm not saying she cannot sing, but what I'm thinking about artists that I have has been a soundtrack to my life, like different parts, people, women I've listened to that I've cleaned up to and things of that nature. She just did not come up in that list. Five women that come up in my list when I think of R&B, my favorite R&B top five. No disrespect to Beyonce. I mean, she married my favorite rapper, but, you know.
My list is a little different. With only one person different. Number five, I got Badu. Number four, I got Jilly from Philly. Number three, number three is Rihanna. Number three is Rihanna. Number two is Mary. Number one is Mary. Number two is B. I almost got caught up in the B in the B hype, but I just thought about something you said, and really, shit I can tell you is, me and my cousin Jumbo used to ride around listening to What's the 411 and My Life, two memes in the car.
Right.
That My Life is one of the best. See, and that My Life album is one of my favorite albums. So that catapults to marriage number one. Like you say, she been the soundtrack of my adult life, coming from my teen until I am now. So I got to give Mary number one. I rock with B, because B, a lot of people hate on her, but she do have hits.
A lot of hits.
That even I'm singing to in the car. You know, the same reason I put Ree on there. Ree is different, not a traditional R&B single. But she's holding her own, and it's not a fad. Ree been around since 03, 04. You're talking 16, 17 years. Without a bad album. Even that last album was a pretty good album. This is talking about Rihanna.
No, I'm
still here.
Y'all, what
about your list?
Five, I got Badu.
Right.
Four, I got the most, what is she, the richest woman, the richest R&B singer right now, Rihanna.
Okay.
So I couldn't make a list without Riri. Three, I put Aaliyah on her, and this probably go back to what Jay said about an artist in a time. Aaliyah just, I felt like I came up with Aaliyah. So Aaliyah just gonna forever be dope to me.
She my honorable mention. She was my
two, I went back and forth with this too. Two, I got Mary J. Blige. I don't know. You can't really, for all the reasons y'all said, for all the albums y'all said, I love Mary J. And number one though, as much as, you know, we try to hate on her, Beyonce got hit for days. Like,
that
astronomical hit. Like, so Beyonce would be my number one female R&B artist.
Since I kind of share my, the one that just popped up in my head, I was like, who am I missing? I'll be remiss just because of the way I grew up with, and this shout out to my oldest brother, I would have to say Sade.
Yeah, I rock with Sade.
And I hate I miss Monica. Monica's a dope artist too. Like, I hate I miss Monica. Like, that was a nice mention. Like, I like Monica.
I don't think Monica had the songwriters that she should have had.
That's right. A good point. Yeah.
I don't think she had the songwriters she had, because she had the voice, she had the people behind her, but her songs sometimes kind of fall flat to me because I'm a big person that listens to lyrics, and because sometimes a bridge can do it for me, or, you know, it's certain songs or the melody or how the piano came in or how the violin came in. So she just had songs that fall flat because they're not arranged right. And the lyrics suck. So I just don't think she didn't have the right producers behind her. She didn't have the right writers behind her. But she's supposed to be the voice that she had, and she's supposed to be far beyond what she is.
I agree. She had like a little hood element too. You know what I mean? Like, the hood rock with Monica. Like, I like Monica a lot.
The hood rock with Monica the long way.
Oh, yeah. Cause, I mean, she still go to New Orleans with no security. So, yeah, she's still well respected. So, y'all, I think we need to hold the rappers to the end because I feel like it's going to be some art. So, do y'all want to go with groups or albums?
I kind of still got smoke for Joe with the weekend in this list, but we can move on.
Okay, so y'all want to go groups?
We can go groups. We ain't had
no groups. And I didn't differentiate that between male and female, just groups, period. So I'll go first. My top five groups is Run DMC, Outkast, Jodeci, Jagged Edge, and Salt and Pepper. Honorable mention, Tony, Escape, and TLC. Groups was harder than I thought, man. And there's a lot of great groups out there. Run DMC is just because of their whole, when rap became popular, and I really started getting into it, and I was worrying my mama about the Adidas and the outfit. Like, it was life-changing. Like, it was different. You saw something else. Jodeci. You know, they came out, they were hip-hop and R&B. Jagged Edge made some bangers. You know, they just couldn't stop hitting women and, you know, snorting cocaine. Outkast, that's self-explanatory. Players Ball changed the game. You know, I just don't think they need the best. And Salt and Pepper, as a coming into hip-hop strong, the slash jeans, the cut hairstyles, all I can remember when those videos came out, when videos were a thing. I remember where I was. I remember I was on my mama, on my grandmother's bed, watching her BET because my mama didn't have cable. Remember where I was when I saw them. So those groups stand out for me. Like I said, TLC, Escape of Tony, dope, couldn't leave them out. So
dang.
That's my list. And again, you can fight me.
Dang. I kind of broke my list down. I broke everything down. My list of R&B guys. New Edition, number one. Silk, Guy, LSG, Jagged Edge Junction. New Edition being my favorite, easily. I like Silk. I like that group that, you know, I really like Silk a lot. You know, LSG, I like Jagged Edge, like Tamika said, for the drinking and the cocaine. That would make Jodeci my honorable mention, because I like LSG too. LSG is kind of cool. Yeah, LeVert, Key Sweat, and JG, which JG came from New Edition.
Yeah, Johnny Kia took New Edition to a whole
nother
level.
Right, man. I mean,
he took them from boys to men.
Was a song on that?
Was that a pun intended? Was
yeah.
that a pun?
No, I don't do the pun. I did not mean. I did. I was trying to stop as I was saying it. Actually.
I just need to know. Bro,
no, I know. I leave the puns to you, my guy.
No, bro. I was going to lose you for that one, bro. That was a good one. It was a good one. I said, as soon as he said it, no pun intended. Yeah, that was a good one, bro. That was strong. Y'all don't like that list?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like to list the whole lot, bro. Silk,
Silk went hard. Hey, yeah, Tank, just for the view, just for the listeners and myself, will you shout out two Silk songs right quick? Because I want to make sure that I might go listen to it after this is over with.
Me in my bedroom. That's all you need. There's a meeting in my...
I don't have a bartender, so I
can
go get my own drink.
I'll go next since now, and we were mixing them up, right? Like this is rap, and this could be just a mixture, just as long as it's a group, right? Otherwise, I mixed up.
I guess mine was just, that was my R&B group. I'm pretty sure I got it broke all the way down. But go ahead, either way.
Yeah.
Okay, mine is a mixture. I got I actually have Boyz II Men on mine. I got Boyz II Men on my list. I've got Outkast. I've got UGK. And from the era that I came up in, I had to put the Hot Boyz on my list. Like, I couldn't go without the Hot Boyz on my list from that time, because that was, you didn't have a young group my age rapping from the South at that time. And they changed the game a lot. I mean, if it wasn't for them, I don't know if I would have ever bought a triple X, a double X polo, knowing damn well that's too big to be wearing for my size.
I forgot about them white t-shirts.
Don't forget the Jabot jeans. Don't forget the Jabot jeans. Them were the ugliest jeans of all.
Right.
Why everybody in the house, y'all need to watch that Netflix hip-hop documentary. It's dope.
Let me find
the
name of it.
They go to every region and showing you
what happens. Yeah, and they feature the Hot Boyz. But go ahead.
Yeah. And I think that's my list. I had New Edition on mine too. But that Hip Hop Evolution, if for anybody who's looking for it, Hip Hop Evolution is an awesome documentary.
Hip Hop Evolution, dope. Hip Hop Evolution, dope.
Yeah.
It's really good. I was up at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. Like, I ain't have to go to work one day when it came.
That's a real dope show. Groups was one of the two sections that I had to have honorable mentions in, because I didn't think groups was gonna be as difficult as it was, but it most definitely was difficult. Boyz II Men is a honorable mention for me. The same way. Mika got Run DMC down as one of the great groups. I think Wu-Tang Clan is a great, East Coast group in hip-hop. So I put them down as an honorable mention as well, too. But my five, I got Jodeci. That's number five. I got 8 Ball to MJG. That's number four. I got Bone Thugs and the Hot Boys tied for number three. Number two is UGK. And my number one group of all time is Outkast.
I don't question that one like I did the weekend. You redeemed yourself, Joe.
Appreciate it.
Now, I'm gonna go real quick because I didn't know y'all was combining. I give y'all my quick top five hip hop groups. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, because I'm interested in
this. Number one is Outkast. Number two is UGK.
Hey.
Number three is Ball and G.
Hey.
Number four is Wu-Tang.
Hey.
And number five, Dawg Pound.
If
somebody gonna get five rap groups to come up against them five rap groups, I don't see how he's gonna get.
I really would put Ball up against Dawg Pound, but Dawg Pound, like, Corrupt and Dash, that Dawg Fool album, it came out the same day as 8 Ball the MJG On the Outside Looking In album. And
right.
I went with Dawg Pound over 8 Ball the MJG.
Wow.
And I got talked about so bad. But
until you played that Dawg. Now, although the 8 Ball album was banging and a classic, but you're talking about two classics.
Man, there were two collections that came out. This Dawg Pound album did not disappoint me at all.
And the complete Dawg Pound is Daz, Corrupt, Snoop, and Nate.
Facts. And that's a hell of a collection of
right.
talent. But I say this about that too. If you were to list great MCs and Corrupt don't make your top 10, I don't know. You know what I mean? Corrupt is a crazy, crazy rapper. One of the best ever.
Oh yeah, Corrupt. Ain't no. What is it? No. On Snoop Dogg, Doggy Style. He got a verse on. It's a Dog's World. I can't think of the name of the song.
Doggy Dog.
Oh my
word.
Gosh.
Yeah.
It's almost like he was in the studio because he was supposed to have a 16 and they gave him an additional 16 because that nigga was hot on that song. Like, that was his
Corrupt you.
Put long his mind on
that. And like, Dave with the production, you know, you ain't want him to do kind of like Big Boy. You know, Big Boy did his thing with Drake, but respect.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Corrupt was a better lyricist, but you can't sleep on Dave just like you can't sleep on Big.
I want to say Corrupt killed that explosive track too, man. Corrupt got
bars.
I'm shocked that his career didn't go a little bit further, but I think they kind of got caught in that Suge Knight, you know, because
right.
Snoop was able to survive, but that's a whole other show, a whole other topic. So are we going to say the album for last, or are we going to get into these rappers?
I don't know. I'm excited about either one of them.
Did y'all combine y'all male and female rappers?
Nope. I separated mine too. So let's do the rappers and we're gonna do the male and female at the same time. Because the album, I think we're gonna say the album to the last because I know for my albums I have a significant reason why I chose mine. See you? Okay. I'm gonna go down my top five rappers. And again, I don't everybody number one. So I got Steezy, T.I. You know I got Jay. Kendrick and Ludacris, and honorable mention Kanye West.
I'm not mad at that.
Female was kind of hard because we got a lot of female rappers. They talking about tricking all. There's no way I can name a city girl as my favorite female rapper. Like they music, but yeah, let's go. So I got MC Light. Now she's number one on anybody's list. MC Light, she was like, when she came out, she was like my homegirl. Like I wanted to be friends with her. So MC Light, Queen Latifah, Rhapsody, The Brat, and I put Missy on there, even though she's singing rap.
I put Missy on my list.
And again, Missy, because overall, she's an overall overall art. She produces, she raps, she sings. So Missy. And those are my top five for male and female.
That's dope.
Okay.
I would say Jeezy and T.I. shot me on your list.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm a huge. Okay, so the way that I'm gonna tell you the way that I got my list, because I have title, and so I have a lot of favorite albums. So I went through my favorites and who I favorited the most, and I have every T.I., Jay-Z, and Jeezy album saved. I'm the one that told Tank that Jeezy had a new album out. Like, I just listened to it last night. Right, I'm checking for Jeezy. Recession is one of my role. Recession is album. That's one of my role songs. Albums. I can listen to it from the beginning to the end. I ain't got to worry about skipping it or anything. So, Jeezy, he just always been my favorite since I heard him in the Downtown Lounge, TM101.
I'm
not standing in the corner scared. I see a light.
Damn, that's
a good list, though. On both sides. Hey, you want me to go or you got? All right. My lady's number one, Lauryn Hill. Number two, MC Light. Talk to the reason what the nigga said. MC Light showed you. Man, you can have just a dope ass homegirl, like you say. You know, MC Light too. You know, you would fuck with her, but at the same time, that's your home. Rhapsody, Missy, and Lil' Kim. Them bitches can't see the first and second Lil' Kim. I'm sorry.
Lil' Kim first album. Yeah, I was shocked and appalled. And excited at the same time.
Yeah.
And she made Quiet Storm a hit.
She did. Facts. And she made me look at Facts.
Her verse is the dopest. Like, I didn't even really care if it was a Mob Deep song or not. Her verse, the dopest.
Her verse was the dopest on Quiet Storm, hands down.
All About the Benjamin. We used to stand in the club and wait for her verse.
Y'all might have to bump Kim up on the list. Hey, I might have bumped Kim up. No, I mean, she can't outflow Rhapsody, but Kim up there. I got to move Kim up a couple of spots.
I mean, because she did it for, she shifted the culture. You didn't have to, you could be sexy and still know how to rap. I just think they went too far left with the sexy and forgot about the rap. But you could be sexy and rap. You didn't have to be Queen Latifah and conscious and wear the head, rap, and all of that. Like, she came out, she squatted, she put it all out there on the table, but she had feel. She could rap. So, yeah, she shifted the culture.
Yeah, she came out there with the thing, thinking, oh, she's going to be bogus. Bar, song, bang.
Yep.
Yeah, my ladies, my guys, Jay, Jeezy, this nigga in the group, but he's still my favorite, one of my favorite MCs. Three Stacks.
Gotcha.
Motherfucking Yeezy. Mm-hmm. Yeezy can flow. Yeezy can make them. If he went off with the Kardashian Yeezy, he'll look different. But Yeezy, though. Fuck with Yeezy. I think Yeezy my honorable mention.
Yeah, I got him at my
honorable mention. Scarface, I said Scarface, right? Scarface, like my second favorite.
Scarface,
my honorable
mention.
Jay Faith.
Yeah, I like Scarface.
3K Jeezy. Them, like, my favorite. Even with the Jeezy, a lot of people don't like a lot of the new Jeezy, but I just like, kind of like the nigga. I like Jeezy. I like Tip too. Tip should be my number five. If he's not my five, he definitely, you know, right there on permission, right outside.
Yeah.
And my grab, would have, like she said, like what I gotta grab to go through.
Man, I ain't mad at that list. So
looking at mine, this is the only one I did different. This is the only one I said I was going to go GOAT status and like necessarily fade or whatever. So my list is going to be right there, Witch House, but a little off, especially my man.
You better have Uzi on there.
No, no. I'm going to go with my sister's first. My sister's first. So my first female honorable mention was Gangsta Boo or whatever. I threw her in there because she was
one
of my Gangsta Boo. My three
sisters. I fuck with
Gangsta
Boo. Honorable mention?
Go ahead. She was
hard. Well,
she was hard to
be. I fuck with Gangsta Boo. I fuck with Gangsta Boo.
Yeah.
Hey, so thanks. On the low, I ain't mean to cut you off. On the low, Gangsta Boo had the club making it rain before Travis Porter. You know, they tried to say they started making it rain, but where them dollars at is really
where them dollars at came out before that, though, then.
Right. That's what I'm saying. She really was the first artist when you seen raining in the club. On that, where that dollar's at, it used to rain at the Prime Source or the CC moved there back then. All the gangsta.
Yeah.
Way, so that's way before Ford and the rest of those guys.
All right. My second honorable mention, just because they both got into it all the time, well, I ain't gonna say they got into it, but you always compare the two about who was the hardest at the time, was Gangsta Boo and Mia X. So I got my two faves email out of the way because I really fucked with Mia X during that whole No Limit thing or whatever. But that was just my two favorite female rappers at the time. So I'm going to go through my list of who I rock with. So number five, I got MC Light. And it's low, and I know it's low. But MC Light, like y'all said, for the same reason, MC Light was just probably ahead of her time, for real. She was dopeness. Number four, I got Rhapsody. For the listeners who are out there, please go listen to Rhapsody, like, latest album. Like, that joint goes, man, that joint goes so hard. Rhapsody is unique. Like, she talk her talk. And, I don't know. She just talk her talk. I love myself some Rhapsody or whatever. If you look at the criteria about success and all that, Lord. Nicki Minaj, number three, just for what she did.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
I'm going to skip over real quick. Hold on.
You said Nicki Minaj.
Straight up.
Did you mumble Nicki Minaj?
I did, bro. I had to mumble Nicki Minaj, bro. Like,
Nicki Minaj is number three. You put Nicki Minaj in front of MC Light. Go ahead, though, Joe. It's your list.
Let me go ahead. Bro, I'm just, like I said, all my criteria for Nicki Minaj, like, the hell, why is she stupid? She's stupid. So, number two. I don't think there's no other, maybe number one, but number two, I think the queen speak for herself. Like, you know what I mean? All her work she done did, just rap alone, but even after rap and everything she done did, Queen Latifah's, you know, a standard. And number one, I got Missy Elliott. And I ain't know whether or not I put the pop thing, whatever, with Missy, but Missy probably one of the dopest all-around artists to me. Like, for everything she done did, producing-wise, writing-wise. Her writing credit is crazy, even back to Jodeci and whatnot. The lady gets busy. So, that's my five females.
If the coronavirus didn't have New York on lockdown, Roxanne Shanté would fly down here and jump on your ass.
Send Roxanne to chill out, bro. Longevity, bro. Like, where's the longevity of Roxanne?
I'm not saying that Roxanne needs to be on the list. I'm saying, Roxanne, I'm coming out here to jump on you for your list.
Oh, yeah, she could.
Come on, let's jump on.
Hey, and the person that I left off with, like, I hate, like, and even going back, even if I was a scratch nigga, I would put Remy Ma. I miss Remy Ma on my list. Remy got big. Remy got boss.
Remy got boss. But now, at the same time, I'm really not mad at Nicki in your top five. I'm not mad at Nicki.
So,
Nicki dope. I don't know.
The sales thing, with Nicki, bro. Nicki is probably like the most successful female rapper.
Man, go on with your male list because you just, I'm still just, my feelings hurt. My throat is starting getting a little scratchy. As you said, go on with your male list.
Let me
you
got it. But right, all this dope ass shit. Go ahead. Go ahead. All right,
you
cool.
Got to redeem yourself. And plus, time wind down. We still gotta get to the album. We gotta get to J Top 5. Come on with
these.
Come on with
these. All right, my top five males. like I said, I went GOAT status and not my fave. So G's and T.I. some of my favorite rappers. Three Stacks not my favorite rappers too, but they ain't on here. Number five, I got Eminem. Number four, I got Biggie. Yeah, five Eminem. Four, I got Biggie. Three, I got Wayne finally ahead of Biggie, and I know I'm gonna get cussed out by that shit for my folks. But just longevity, Wayne, you know, mixtape game crazy. Go listen to Dedication and shit.
2007, Wayne went stupid.
Yeah, Wayne crazy. You know what I mean? And I'll debate this Biggie Wayne thing with anybody, and I know my kids will call it too about it. But number two, of course, Tupac, and number one is Great Hov. I ain't even got to say why.
I already knew it was number one on your list.
Both of the greatest artists of all time.
Now, I love Big and Pac off only because they're going to always be in my honorable mention. And I can only judge them on the work because they work stop early. But they still in my honorable mention. They're going to always be there because the albums are on my favorite album list.
Yeah.
Hi, Jay.
My top five and my women's list is not in order. I've got Lauryn Hill, I've got Queen Latifah, I got Missy Elliott, Mia X, and I already know that Joe caught his flack, but I got Cardi B on mine. I got Cardi B on my list.
You got squat. Hey, bro, she was on bad.
Hey.
Like,
hey, you know, like the funny thing about it is, it's my list. You know what I'm saying? So I really don't give a damn what y'all think about any of it.
Hey, Jay,
what's up?
Jay. That's the best thing about it. It's your list.
It's my list, so I don't have no reason to argue with y'all about none of this. Like, Joe, I don't know why you argue, why you listen to him, because I ain't listening to him either.
Oh, shit. I ain't mad at the Cardi B, bro. She's most definitely on my list, bro.
And for my top five male rappers is, y'all know we're not the same. Like, we was the same, we wouldn't be on the show together. Number five, my list is number five. I've got DMX from 19. What's that now?
I'm not mad at that.
First rap artist to have two number one albums to come out in the same year.
And you know, like the thing about DMX that was different that I only could compare to Pac was they rap completely from their heart. You know what I'm saying? Like you could hear DMX's heart when he rapped. Number four, I got Andre 3000. Number three, I got Pac. Number two, for me, and the era that I came up with, I got T.I. When T.I. said, I'm 5'9", and I'm out of your weight class, want to survive, got to scramble like eggs and break fast. Like, for the confidence and cockiness of a young hustler in 1999, what 2001, T.I. was my guy. And of course, the personification of a businessman, I have to go with Jigga Man, Jay-Z, Hova, for number one. And you know, like one thing that when I was just, even when I was writing Jay-Z on my list, I was thinking back to when, I can't remember which Biggie, what song it was, I should know this off the top of my head, but when Biggie said that Jig on the cover of Fortune, like, he saw something in that dude a long time ago that he knew he was gonna be something on a whole nother level. That's right.
Yeah, momentum or problem. I
don't know. Momentum
or problem. Hey, B, they make your top five at all, bro?
Just because, you know, like I said, I had to base mine off experiences, and that's the only reason why. And, you know, like I even told y'all from the first show, even down to the female rappers, I am not a sports I am not a music guy. I'm the sports guy. So music touched me at different times than it touched a lot of other people. Like, I'll go into that when we kind of go into top five albums as well of what kind of got me to where I am. And since I had to go last that last time, I'm going first on this on the records.
Okay.
Good.
And I just lost it. Where's my page? Okay. Number five would have to be 8 Ball and MJG Coming Out Hard. Number four for me is that T.I. I'm Serious, that first one that he dropped. Number three for me was that College Dropout. Number two for me was The Blueprint. And number one for me would be Reasonable Doubt.
That's a crazy, crazy list, bro.
That's pretty dope list. I got all those albums.
That's a crazy list.
I like every record that you spit out.
Craziness.
Mika, Joe, Tank.
I got a lot of my list. It's crazy. Joe, somebody else ready?
I'll go. So I got Educational Lauryn Hill.
Yep.
Snoop Doggy Style.
Yep.
What's the 411 with Mary J. Blige?
Yep.
Adele 21.
What?
And yeah, Adele 21. Get your life. And you know I love hip hop, but when I'm talking about albums that make me feel, albums that I can listen to from the beginning to the end, albums that make me reflect, that's what I chose. And so Adele came along at a time where she reached my, you know, some feelings I had. So I got to stick with Adele 21. And Jill Scott, The Real Thing, I remember I did a photo shoot for a birthday, and the album just came out, and I listened to it and fell in love with it then. Listened to it Saturday, as a matter of fact. So it's like one of my go-to albums. We got all kind of feelings, different places, and so those are my top five. And my honorable mention is Confessions.
Dope.
Woo!
She got the heat on her.
Well, the hardest thing for me to do was come up with a top five list. So I couldn't come up with five. So I might have, I don't know, 10 to 12. if it was to choose some of these albums, I couldn't leave some of them out. So we're just going to run them. Doggy Style has got to be in there.
Press leave.
No other way. Even though The Chronic was dope and The Chronic introduced us to the West Coast, the Doggy Style Snoop took it to the next level.
Classic.
Reasonable Doubt. I was like, what? The dude from New York, he's not really flashy, but he's talking about flashy shit. He's talking about Raw Reports, and me and my fam, he knew about some of the stuff he was talking about. Reasonable Doubt.
Mm-hmm.
What's the 411? Again, Mary gave you that Uptown Hood Girl. The Timberlands before girls was just, before you could just go run up and get the Timberlands where you want them, you had to know how to get them girls in. With the baseball hats, the New York fitted on. It just something was about Mary. Something about her. From the very first out the door rocking with us. My favorite album of all time is Life After Death by Biggie Smalls. I listened to that album when it came out countless times. My second favorite album of all time is Riding Dirty by UGK.
Thanks.
My third favorite album is American Gangster.
Slept on. Oh.
Slept. Ride. Let's say right here, Ride.
I will.
First of all, I'd like to thank my connect.
Right. The one that
Me Against the World Park album. Me Against the World, is my favorite Tupac album.
One album that I left off, my honorable mention that I left off would had to be that Riding Dirty.
Hey, that ride there is hard as hell. That's one of the hardest albums. Like I said, these are some of the albums. I cannot go without having these albums. And like you said, that first year, Scott, oh, man, you just got to have it. Key Sweat, the Make It Last Forever, that has to go. Purple Rain, got to go. Oh, and last but not least, and I'm going to get out of here with two more. Aquemini by Outkast and The Love Below by Andre 3000.
A male-dominated game right now. The match I was in the 80s and the 90s.
terrible.
Did they get to the level of where she at though, bro? Like, well, I guess money wise and shit look different, but like.
Yeah, no.
I mean, if that's the case, then why Soulja Boy ain't in nobody's for real? He broke the bed. But if somebody would have said Soulja Boy, because Soulja Boy, before everybody else figured out that
internet, no.
I would have called Comcast and cut your cable off.
Soulja Boy,
internet
hustle. And I would have been calling right behind you. Take this motherfucker internet away from them, sir.
Apologize that I just figured out how to get all four of us on the screen at the same time in about the last 15 minutes, but
the whole time. I've been looking at all four of us since we
started. Yeah, but it wasn't on Facebook Live like that though. I think you looking at it. Yeah. So now everybody can see all of us, but hey, we got that figured out. So this was cool. This is much better than Blog Talk Radio. I definitely enjoyed it. Thanks for interacting for the people who chimed in and kind of shared and have booed me and Joe. But guess what? We're going to survive. We're going to still be here next week.
Oh, y'all are getting booed? I can't see no comments.
My list.
That's right. For the people that participated, if you have ideas of topics you would like us to talk about, since we're doing it this way now and we found out the way to be interactive, please send us a message, you know me personally, call at me, because...
Give us some more top fives. This won't be just not the last of our top fives.
And next time I do my top five right.
I will hope. I can't believe Hollywood and mostly Joe don't want to be able to construct all their lists right. I finally followed some instructions.
I was number one. It was five.
I don't follow the instructions.
Five number one.
The only thing I'm mad at you about is that you got Weeknd as your top five.
I like Weeknd, man.
All motherfuckers to stand up in front of
me. I like Weeknd.
On the stage. Of all the men, you even gave me Bobby Brown, which I love. Of everybody that took, of all the five heartbeats to stand up on the microphone and sing, you put Weeknd as your top five ever?
Yeah.
I look forward to next Tuesday, since this is how we're interacting right now in this day and age in 2020. I look forward to doing hood rest up with my friends. Any show ideas, please shout out to one of us or send us a message on the page and we'll consider it and we may be talking about it next week.
Sounds good. That's it and that's all. Thanks, y'all.
Thank y'all.